Welcome to the latest installment of Finance News. House prices in New Zealand expected to drop. 5.3% decrease in residential property sales from December to January, seasonally adjusted figures. So essentially, things are slowing down compared to what they were last year. Another one. Compared to January last year, the number of residential property sales had decreased 28.6%. So that's 365 houses sold last month compared to 5,135 in January 2021. So less houses being sold, less auctions are happening, and seasonally adjusted figures are showing that there are less sales in general. Does that mean you should freak out? Does that mean you should be worried? Well, in a prior YouTube video or prior podcast, just search for Triple CFA, and it's this new legislation that was meant to protect against payday loans and increase the scrutiny on loan providers that weren't doing the necessarily right thing. But what that meant is that it's been harder for people to get loans approved. The statistics on this aren't fully out yet, but a good indicator of that was Centrix of New Zealand, which is a credit reporting agency, found the percentage of home loan applications that were approved dropped from 39% in October to 30% after December. So less loans are getting approved since the legislation came into effect. And a big contributor to that is they look at your last transactions from 3 to 6 months and they assess your creditworthiness or your ability to get a loan and service the debt based on what type of things that you would get. So, you know, if you take into consideration the Christmas period, well, a whole lot of people are wasting money and not showing good spending habits because that's Christmas, a materialistic bullshit endeavor. Anyways, we won't get into that. But it should be about connection, not consumerism. But anyways, that's leading to a lot of loans not necessarily getting approved, and they're trying to adjust it and rethink it because the impact wasn't their intention. At least I hope not. So that's another contributing factor. The other thing is inflation is the highest it's ever been in 30 years. That's concerning. Anyone that's got their money in term deposits, effectively your money's going backwards. If you think about it, inflation's about 5.9%. Let's say you're doing well, you had a term deposit of 3%. So don't let me lose you on the maths. But effectively, 5.9% is inflation. You're getting a return of 3%. You take off tax, depending on what your tax might be. Let's say it takes it down to 2%. So after tax, after fees, your return's 2%, but the cost of living's increasing by 5.9%. So if you do some quick math, 3.9% of the cost of living is outpacing the return you're getting in the banks, and that's a scary endeavor, and we don't want that to happen because that happened in the lead up to World War II, Germany, where you'd have to take wheelbarrows full of cash just to buy a loaf of bread, and it really leads to big issues in economy if you lose the trust and people no longer see value in money. It's not necessary at that stage, but it's a big concern, which is the final piece of this conversation here is, will the Reserve Bank increase interest rates? Well, any economist, any sort of financial person or financial journalist will tell you that they can predict the future. In reality, they can't. But there are major concerns here in New Zealand that could impact house prices, businesses, and most importantly, we need to do something around inflation. And normally the most common financial instrument that the Reserve Bank will use is the official cash rate, which is, think of it kind of like the cost of money for banks. They set the cost of money for banks. If that increases, then the bank's going to pass that on to the consumer by increasing mortgages, increasing term deposits. And what that really does is most New Zealanders are leveraging debt. So if you increase the cost of debt, means you can buy less stuff. That hopefully decreases inflation. So if you take that all in consideration with the house pricing sector, there's a decrease in the amount of people that have been coming in the country because they can't. So then the demand is being impacted. You also have potentially interest rates going up, so people can't buy the sort of houses that they want. You have greater scrutiny and lending criteria to get the loan. So it's going to be harder for people to actually get into a home. That's not to say that property prices will go this way or that. It's just to say there's areas of concern. You can't predict the future. And there are some indicators that the property market is slowing down. Doesn't matter to you though. For those of you sitting at home, you're like, oh, what can I do? Like, I want to buy a house. I'm going to get a rental property. Irrespective of what the macro conditions are, the overarching economic position, what matters is your personal circumstances. If it's rental property, can you run it like a business? Are you passionate? Can you make it work from a profitable standpoint? If you can't tick those boxes, then you got to rethink why you'd even get one. The second thing is, with a house, can you service the debt, working off the assumption that interest rates are 7%? And is it time for you, from a lifestyle standpoint, that you want to own a house now? You're over renting and you want to get in a house. And even though house prices overall might go up, if you put in the effort, you try and find houses that aren't necessarily representative in the macro position and are individually a good price, then you make the call. If you don't want to buy a house right now, you can use a managed fund and KiwiSaver in conjunction to perform over a 5 to 7 year window or 5+ years. And then you're still keeping pace, hopefully not falling too far behind the house prices increases, but at least you've got some money there that you can use when you need it for the deposit when you're ready. So don't freak out, but there are some indicators that the economy is sort of limping its way through. There's some slowing of house prices, just the rate of growth at least, but who knows, you can't predict the future. Thank you for listening.